Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all those things we did not get to during the course of the show today. I haven't done a ton of these stories, but I see like them on TikTok and other places. A Florida man, like so many messed up stories start with the headline, a Florida man, and
was
this
it
one
always
is no difference.
That way?
No, it's more prevalent with social media and stuff. No, that said, Florida men have always done dumb things. Seriously, like my uncle catching an alligator and putting it in a boat for me to come down and have to like navigate around.
But I feel like that's just a guy thing.
Yeah. But you have access to dumber things in Florida.
You know? It just seems like Floridians are just from another
crazy
class of people.
Yeah, that's a very good way to say another class of people. And I grew up there, so.
I was going
to
say, did you ever have what somebody else would have looked at and said, ah, Florida man does blank. Like, did you ever do something that would have been classified like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we used to go mudding. Like, that was a big thing, you know, and things like that. Florida man gets stuck, you know, truck stuck in the mud up to his door handles, because that's something you do in Florida for whatever reason. Florida man goes gigging frogs at night and falls out of boat, you know, that kind of stuff. But this is great. So many weird Florida man stories. A Florida man was frustrated by the long line to use the bathroom at a bar, and he saw a pond across the street and said, quote, I'm just going to go over there and take a little pee and whatnot. That's his quote to the news. This is a news story covering this and whatnot. And then something happened where either I tripped or whatever, and I ended up in the water, and that's literally the last thing I remember. What he doesn't remember, unfortunately for him, is waking up in the hospital hours later with one arm.
Wow.
Yes.
So
wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. He just lost it. In Florida, water will make your arms fall off.
No, and it doesn't.
It's because there's alligators in it. An alligator ate this guy's arm. And so, like, the attack, I guess, was traumatic. So, I mean, he doesn't even remember it. But he got back to the edge of the water. And I think his mom and somebody else had, like, went and got him and saved him. But he has a good attitude about it. He says, I didn't lose my life. I lost my arm. It's not the end of the world. Florida man quote.
Look at him.
Yeah. Just like ready for, you know, his new existence. Two thumbs up.
One thumb up.
I know.
They did find the alligator. They had a trapper come in and find it. And they killed the alligator.
Does that happen? Like where alligators do stuff and then there's just like the revenge of humanity upon said alligator? Is that always the case?
I think it's twofold. Like there is a little bit of that, but really the big thing is they don't want what they call nuisance gators that are around people and they lose their fear of people.
Sure.
And once they've attacked a person, then it can go worse.
Yeah,
and
like,
so
will they go out there and kill that alligator?
That's what we're talking about. They did. They found it and they euthanized it.
That's so sad, though, because, I mean, this man made himself an easy victim.
Sure, he fell in the water at night in Florida, which you don't want to do.
That's their habitat.
Right. I mean, the gator was
tough.
Just being what a gator, doing a gator. I mean, that's what gators do. So there was no fault on the gator's part, but you can't have an alligator that has eaten a person.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have that in your lakes.
Because now he's like, man, I love human.
Yeah.
So,
because trust me,
I love
the taste of it.
I like it with sriracha a little better, but I'll take it.
A little bit of mud on there, we're good.
There's so many alligators in the lakes in Florida. Like when we went down recently, we literally saw 7-8 alligators all out in the middle of the water, on the edges of the water. They were everywhere in Lake Apopka. It was crazy.
Apopka.
And they were big too. And so, yeah, you can't have that. Well, remember Harambe?
Kid falls into the
the monkey,
zoo, and then
the gorilla.
They shot the gorilla.
Yeah.
Why did they? I forget why.
Because the kid fell in there and they thought the Harambe was going to hurt him. And like he had drug him and ran with him and stuff like that. But then they got the kid away. But then, they killed the
that one had an interesting like cult following online.
Yeah.
Like, people like honored him and all these things. It was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
But no one died in that scenario except for him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Harambe,
kid was fine.
And again, Harambe did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but where people and nature,
we have a responsibility.
Mix, nature loses.
Yeah, the mother should have been reprimanded.
Yeah. I mean, when I was in high school, there was a father or a grandfather, I can't remember, that set his kindergartner up on a wall In at Gatorland, and the kid fell in and the gator got him. No. Like, it was a kindergartner at my school. And
like a snack.
Oh, I know. It's horrible. Like, I can't even imagine. Again, that's why they have all the rules and the enclosures and the, you know, things like that. But people still break them. You watch people climbing fences to get near a tiger, and then they're just amazed when the tiger reaches through the fence and grabs them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, at that point, in that certain situation, that's where it's like, what you've said it before, something like feeding through the smart people and the dumb people.
The Darwin Awards, natural selection.
Natural selection. Yeah. That's it.
If you're is. In some cases, yeah, maybe someone just wasn't fit for life.
Yeah, well, there is that. A group of workers in Amazon, they are upset about layoffs and a return to office mandate. And also the company's environmental impact. They get really upset about that in Seattle.
Well, yeah, yes. Seattle, yeah, that makes sense. But I would say, too, like Amazon, they send out so many packages. There's so much cardboard because of them.
Oh, it's interesting you mentioned that. I have a story about cardboard, too. We could dovetail these two things. Mm-hmm. About recycling. There was a story recently where this newspaper put air tags into plastic bags. They crumpled them up and they glued them in there, and they took them to the local grocery store to recycle them and things mm-hmm. like that, because you want to be a good recycler. And of all of these things, only three of the bags, of all the air tags they planted, only three of the bags made it to a recycling thing. Everything else either was still in the bin, went to a landfill, or a place where they burn other garbage not meant for recycling, and like all of this stuff ended up there. I'm telling you, recycling, I'm starting to think it is just this massive myth that everybody goes green because it's the popular thing, or it's the mm-hmm. thing that makes you look good mm-hmm. and you want to go green. But the people in charge of doing with what you've entrusted them to do, it doesn't seem like they're doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this one post I saw. It was L.A. just strewn with garbage in their homeless tent city there. Mm-hmm. Just horrible, like the living conditions. And they're like, and L.A. chose to get rid of plastic straws, you know. And like, there's garbage everywhere. But stuff isn't being recycled or handled well. So that's another side note. But so the people, this is funny, like they're planning a walkout in Seattle next week, a lunchtime protest. So they're going to get together and they're going to be all like, okay, well, we're walking out here.
Because of the environment?
Because of that. And I think it's mainly, I think what it is, it's the return to office mandate they don't like. But then they also have to tag on like an environmental issue, because then you can't just say you're being lazy, get to work, come back to work, you know?
So these people were working from home and then they were told you have to come back.
And here's the have to come back 3 days a week. Like, come on,
guys.
So
it's not even the full week?
It's not even the full week.
What a bunch of sissies.
I wonder why their reason was for getting them back in the office. Like, if they explained that to them.
Companies say that their productivity is better. Like, there were some, during the pandemic, reports came out and they're like, productivity is so much better with people at home. You had to say that, because otherwise, like, we would have survived, COVID. Like, we had to have some good news in that. But companies are saying that they are better with people in, and they are, like the team works better, functions better than with people offsite and not, accountable or things like that. So I just love that, though. If I was Amazon, I'd be like, okay, enjoy your protest. That's great. Hey, when you get back after lunch, you don't even need to come inside, because we have all your stuff waiting on the street for you. Yeah. And you can just go home. Like, it's great. Just go home.
People
you can
who feel the
work for home for someone else. Yeah. Like, absolutely.
People who feel like they have like the
entitlement
power within a company to protest, but I don't know. Maybe some of them think that they're like, oh, yeah, I'm standing up for what's right, and I might lose the job, but that's okay. But then, yeah, I mean, what's worth losing your job over?
It is weird. It's such a weird environment there. Like, they complain that Amazon failed to address climate change initiative even after they had all signed a petition. It's like, okay, man. Like, I'm just not wired that way. Amazon did comment, and they said, hey, we respect our people and their right to say what they think and feel. And they were actually gracious about mm-hmm. it. Like, they didn't threaten them. Like, I would be a horrible CEO. horrible CEO. Yeah, you would. I would. I mean, because I just wouldn't take that. Like, yeah. I'd be like, hey, guess what? It's my company, yeah. and I'm going to run it this way. And if you don't like it, that's fine. I get it. I get it. Be upset all you want, but be upset over there. Be upset at Walmart, you know, where we're not delivering packages every day mm-hmm. and every hour and getting stuff to you that you really want. Like, I love Amazon. I'm sorry. but they did end, this was something I didn't know, that they ended some of their projects. I mean, they've struggled. They're making billions, but they're down a little bit. And they're having to, you know, make some cuts. But they canceled their healthcare endeavor because they were starting to do like pills and things like that. And I don't know if this is part of that. It was called Amazon Care. It might have been, but they ended that.
It's like a pharmacy.
Okay, yeah. And they're getting rid of that. And they're getting rid of Amazon Smile.
What was Amazon Smile?
You know Amazon Smile? No, where you could use an Amazon Smile link that would give a percentage to a charity that you liked.
Oh, and I do remember that.
Yeah, my wife used to do that too. There were certain charities that she liked. And
they're doing that.
When we would shop, I don't know, they're just making a whole bunch of changes.
Maybe you should protest it.
I should. Oh my goodness, I should do that. I'll be the only one and no one will care. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Katy Perry, she has gotten some bad press recently, mainly due to the fact that a lot of people think she's the mean judge now on American Idol.
And I know Simon, she doesn't want to come off like that.
Right. Simon Cowell came off that way, but he didn't care. That's how he wanted it. But with Katy Perry, maybe that's not what she wants. And so rumors are that she's considering quitting the show, which we don't know. I mean, that hasn't been an official thing. Like I said, it's just a rumor. But she just feels like the producers have thrown her under the bus, making her, like they're editing it to make it look like she's nastier than she really
is. You can totally do that when you're editing because you can take something out of context or you just take the worst parts because she could have said, that was awful. And I'm sorry, that was awful. But you know what? Here's the thing. I think you're a really special person and I'd really love to see... Mm-hmm. You work harder on this, and they could just cut that part out.
Right. Now, I pulled a little bit of audio from the live American Idol from season six. So in a live, you can't really edit it. Like if it's live, then that's what's on the air. And she actually got booed.
Oh, really?
And see, because she was critiquing one of the contestants' outfits. Huh. See if you think she needed to be booed.
One thing I personally would like to see from you is not one piece of glitter the next time. I know that's going to be hard.
Yes! Yes! Katie got booed. Katie got booed.
Okay, so first time in six seasons. Woo!
People will, like, when you're in those live situations, like, I've watched, like, America's Got Talent, and somebody's horrible, but the crowd, like, gets behind them. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the crowd gets behind her, the girl on this one, you know, for not wearing sparkle. Yeah.
Like, and it didn't sound too, like, vicious on, like, either the crowd's part, and even maybe she sounded annoyed, but it sounded like it was all...
It's good advice.
Some fun.
It's like, hey, have substance, you know, and be known for your substance, not, you know, the sparkles. And so, you know, the fact that they're taking her out for that it's funny to me. Like, this is the big problem in our world.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, poor Katy. Simon was great on that show initially, but then even his shtick ran its course. And I think that when I saw him then, like on America's Got Talent, he was definitely more balanced. He would have the things that he hated and didn't like and would tell people, but then he would also tell them the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that made him much more well-rounded and a more likable character. And also I think what it did was it made people kind of respect his opinion when maybe if they didn't agree with him, but the things that were negative because he had the balance of the positive, you know, kind of thing. So,
Well, it could be that Katy Perry is going to leave and then we're going to be
I don't even know who would take that place. Like Ellen didn't work on that show because she didn't like critiquing people and being negative.
I get confused on who's on which contestant type reality TV show.
Yeah. Well, Ellen was on it for very briefly. I think she was on the Lauren Daigle season.
You're saying Ellen?
Ellen DeGeneres.
She was American Idol?
Yeah, she was a judge for...
What?
Look it up. She was a judge for like one season. Maybe two, I think one. And she was... I think it was Lauren Daigle's season as well.
That's interesting.
Am I right?
I do see her, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Huh. Well, no, I wouldn't have doubted. I've never even heard of that before.
I know. Well, that's why I have a lot of information tucked in this noodle here.
Over here just with my young little brain.
I know.
Being like I know everything.
Apparently I did today. So you can say that, but like Joe Namath used to say, he's a football quarterback, very famous.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
I know. He would say, it ain't bragging if it's true. So... All right. You got any birthdays, Lady Rock?
I do. Sarah wants to wish her wonderful, kind husband, Chad, a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Chad. Chad is a dreamer who appreciates enjoying life as it comes. He is a great husband, an awesome dad to three teenagers, and a hardworking IT professional.
Usually when you say someone's a dreamer, it's kind of like a backhanded compliment. You're like, they're a dreamer, meaning they're not employed or something like that. So he's an IT professional. That's good.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say a dreamer, meaning like he doesn't pay attention to me when I'm constantly telling him something and he just checks out. Could be. I'm not sure. The question is, what's your favorite summer road trip snack?
I always get more snacks than I need for car trips, always.
Get more snacks than you need for any trip.
Very true. That's very
true. Any trip. You have a bag dedicated just for the snack bag.
If I am going near a Buc-ee's, 1,000,000,000%, it's cotton candy taffy from Buc-ee's is my
go-to. How many bags?
Just one for the trip out and then one for the trip home. Is what I did last time.
And do you share them?
I do not. Marty doesn't like them, so it's great. Wow, and so that is my go-to. Now, if I'm not near a Buc-ee's, if I've got to just go to a poor people store, like Publix or something, if I've got to go there and just go to a regular candy aisle, we always get Twizzlers for the road trip. Because I don't eat Twizzlers any other time than if I'm on a road trip.
Hmm. Interesting. I thought you were going to say combos.
Combos are for flights. combos I buy in the airport for $4.99.
Whoa.
And I know. I should bring them with me, but I never do. And so I always go to the news, Hudson News or whatever in the airport, and I always buy cheddar cheese combos.
Why?
So good.
I don't know. I love them. They eat well.
They stink.
They're kind of filling.
Yeah.
They're like a more sessile.
You're going to be that guy that comes and sits by somebody on the flight, and they're going to be like, oh, gosh, combos.
I'll offer
them.
Hey,
combo guy.
And then you're going to breathe on them, and they're going to be like,
would you like some combos? Want to dig your hand in here and have some combos?
Ew. That's disgusting.
You reach out with your cheddary, cheesy hand.
Yeah, and if I don't get combos there, I go with Bugles. Like, if they don't have combos, Bugles is another one. Because you can put them on your fingers and eat them. Yeah.
They're fun.
Again, those are snacks I don't eat any other time except when I travel. What about you, Rock?
That's really weird.
I know.
Oh, what about me?
Kale chips.
What's your favorite thing, Miss Judgy?
Chips.
You do like chips.
I remember when my parents, we would drive to Arkansas and Louisiana. All I needed was a bag of chips. They'd throw a bag of chips at me.
Yeah.
And I'd be good to go.
Kind of how they raised you. You were raised by wolves.
I really was. I just love chips. Pickle chips.
Lay's. Like pickle chips.
Yeah.
Pickle chips are the bomb.
But you'll get that. You'll get that on a road trip. Mm-hmm. A gas station food is still always the best. I know we've talked about this. You pay way too much for it, but you go through the aisles and your eyes are like, oh my gosh, what can't I get? I could get everything here.
If I want something salty, I'm going to do the pickle chips. If I want something chocolatey, I'll aim for the Reese's.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yes. If they have the Reese's sticks, then those are what I really
like. The Reese's peanut butter cups, when you buy them, and from the time you leave the store to getting in the car to starting the next trip out of the gas station, you have to open them and start eating them because they will melt.
No, they don't.
They melt.
Make these stupid rules.
No, that's our rule.
So
you have to.
Stupid.
No, it melts. It melts so fast. If
you
leave
have
it,
to
you
open.
Do.
You're like, what is your deal?
If you leave
Calm
them,
down.
I'm very passionate about those. If you leave them anywhere on even a slightly warm surface in your car, they will start to melt instantly. And then you've got to like drive and peel it off of it and like bite it off of the wrapper. You've got to
Heaven
eat them
forbid.
Right away. You've got to get to them right away.
You have to.
Please, I'm begging you. I implore you. I don't care what your social stance is on just about anything, but please do this.
That's dramatic.
Yes, it is.
Gavin?
I'm going to go with either Cheez-Its these days.
Yeah,
we do the spicy ones, and that is paired with watermelon Sour Patches.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
And that's my
like
movie
sour.
Theater snack, but that's just like the eventful day of driving snack, too.
My movie theater snack is Junior Mints. Like, I have a Junior
Do
Mints.
Do you eat Junior Mints anywhere else?
Nope, just at the movies. Like, literally, we go.
You have to eat them
okay. immediately.
Okay, no, but here's the thing. Okay. No, I have another
Before
rule.
The movie starts.
Open them down.
No, okay. My wife used to put them in a Ziploc bag. She thought she was doing me a favor. So somewhere between her purse and sitting down for the previews, they would melt in the Ziploc bag. If you keep them in the box, they do not melt. So I always bring them in the box to the movie theater.
You
allegedly
have a problem.
Allegedly, I bring those in.
Do you think you have OCD?
No, because it's just they're better. Like it's something they all stick together. If
according
they know.
To you,
no. According to any human being,
I could promise you, if I walked in there with Junior Mints
in a Ziploc bag,
in my purse
melt.
And into
they would melt.
No, they wouldn't.
They would. I promise you.
I mean, like, we just have to go to a movie sometime and figure this all
out. It's true. I haven't so
true.
Many times.
It's true. Believe
you
me.
You don't understand what I've had to go through.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're now the victim.
Yes.
You were making fun of the Amazon people earlier.
Yes.
And now you're saying you're the victim.
I absolutely am the victim. I love
do
this card.
Do you hear it?
I do, and I love it. It's great.
You're ridiculous.
I am a marginalized section of society.
Okay.
And you guys now are going to have to tiptoe around all of my feelings.
Sorry that you feel that way.
What's different?
Again, we talked about
that's
this.
That's a Monday.
We talked about this in the show. I'm like, I really want to go all in on just weaponizing the lunacy of this world against
people.
That was
a twist I didn't see coming.
I know.
I was like,
how did we get political with Junior Mints in the theater?
We just did.
I don't know how you got. Oh, yeah. You got
Transhousel. Transhousel.
You started saying that out loud, and my brain was like, whoa, where's he going? Oh, my gosh.
I'm super curious to see how that one's going to play out in emails. But the good news is I don't have a boss really right now. Like a direct boss. What?
Oh, a direct. Oh,
yeah, we don't have a direct boss. They haven't hired him yet. And so the guy higher than him, he's got way more problems to deal with today than a few emails. So I'm curious if any emails came as a result of that.
Like, yeah, Wally made fun of trans people.
I know, and that was not the case. But it was just like, hey, let me use some of this to my advantage for once. Everyone else is using it to their advantage. I want to use it for mine. And just to stop the lunacy. When you point it out, when you do something like that and it's so satirical, it points out how off base that it truly is.
Sure.
We had this conversation with my wife last night. Like, if you went to a doctor and you were like, hey, I am, I don't identify as a biped anymore. I want to identify as a monoped. And so I'm going to ask you to cut one of my legs off. The doctor would be like, no, I'm not going to mutilate you just because you feel this way. Mm. But then and we would go, okay, you need help. We need to look into help for you. Mm-hmm. But like anybody else that goes, okay, I'm a boy, but I really want to be a girl, so I need you to lop off some things. And like, you're like, we celebrate that. And we're like, yeah, that's a great decision. Instead of being truthful and saying, okay, maybe there's something else going on here that you need to look at, because even though you think you're getting what you want, odds are you're probably still not going to be happy, because there's something deeper inside of you that isn't wired right, that's broken. And that's what we're failing to address, because the minute we say that and the minute we talk about it being a faith issue and like in God filling up these empty places in the heart, everyone goes, well, that's just your religion and you can't pray it away kind of thing, you know? And so then they write all of that off. But there are like, you're going to see more, there are going to be more and more studies about people that go through these things and they don't find the healing that they thought they were going to find, you know, and that's going to come back to because you're not settled internally. And it's obvious you're not settled internally, you know, but sometimes getting what you want or what you think you want isn't what you need. And that's what God does his best work. It's like, if God gave us everything we want and everything we asked for, we would probably be the most miserable people on the planet, because what we want 9 times out of 10 is not even close to what we need, you know, and he knows that and he sees that and we just don't see it. So it's still an interesting conversation that we'll be having for years. I did contend the other day that I was thinking about this. I did contend that if, like, with the trans and LGBTQ stuff, if they would keep it out of the kids, I think they'd have far less pushback. Like with Target, we were talking about this today, and Target is pulling a lot of their LGBTQ sections.
Well, the Target
kids.
Here.
Well, no, across the country, Target pulled a bunch of them. And so it wasn't just mine. It was a news story today. But I'm telling you, like, they would be so much better at marketing their cause if they kept it out of kids. Mm-hmm. Because then people would go, all right, you're an adult, do what you do, don't care. But leave my kids out of this. Mm-hmm. Do not bring my kids into this. You know, do not force it down my kids' throat. My job is to protect them, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think if they did that, they would, they would eliminate more of the resistance, you know, and again, stop making everything an issue. That's the problem with any issue. With, like, if you make everything an issue, then nothing is an issue at that point. And that's where we're at in our society. We find this with race too. If you make everything a race issue, then nothing is a race issue. And all you're doing is undermining and hurting a serious topic, you know, ultimately. So there you go. Hey, we came full circle.
We ended with political today.
See, I flipped the script
Florida
there.
Man stories, and now we're talking about. Oh, good
Look
job.
At that. There you go. You're welcome, and thanks for being a potty.